I know that you've been waiting for the scenario, and here, funnily enough, we got them in the background again. Look at this. There they are down there, and they just will not stop harassing me. It's really interesting, and I tell you what, they just want to talk to me, but you know what? I'm really interested in ignoring them, and I'm in the middle of a video.
I don't care.
You see that?
We're in the white markets.
Can you see that? I'm on the other side of it. Can you just ruin my video? Hey? I know you want to be in my video.
You want us to go on that side?
We're on this side. Keep filming. Keep filming over the edge. Film over the edge. I know you want to be in my video, so I'm going to put you in. Say hi. That's perfect timing, I've got to tell you. Considering we're doing a follow on what we were talking about, it's really amazing. And for some reason, I just keep on attracting the attention of people that think they can tell me what to do on my journey. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you all the details and snippets piece by piece about what the truth is about the law, what the right of contracting is, in order to combat what's happening in the world right now. Because let's face it, everybody has had enough, including me. And people ask, why are you doing this, Grant? I says, you know why I'm doing it? Because all I want to do is travel around the world. I landed here like everyone else. I want to do it without being hindered or harassed by police or government. And clearly, they think that they own the world, but it's not true. Now, if you're not hurting anyone or harming anyone, they have no right whatsoever to come and talk to you. And that's just the way it is, yeah? So, at the end of the day, it's just where we're going. It's a real interesting scenario. And now we've got phase two coming up.
Sorry?
How are you? We meet again. I'm just doing a recording. I'm on the other side of the line, right?
What's that for?
Interesting, right? They think that they have some sort of authority over everyone. Do they? That's the question I want you all to ask yourself. Do they have any authority over you? If you're just cruising along minding your own business, do they have the right to even talk to you if they don't know you? They've got crowns on their shirts. They've got neo-Nazi tattoo signs behind it. Like, when will you all wake up? Let's do it together. Hi everyone, so I promised you all that I would go through step-by-step process, so we're all on the same page, because I'm getting a lot of questions from everybody how they proceed. So, here we go. Reclaim your security, stage one, power of attorney over your birth certificate. Now, did you know that you can reclaim control over your birth certificate like you see on my videos when I actually say I have a power of attorney over my birth certificate? Okay, so here's how to start. Number one, get a copy of your birth certificate. Request a copy of your original birth certificate from the hospital where you were born using the Freedom of Information Act. Alternatively, if you can't get it that way, go to Births, Deaths and Marriages in your country and ask them for a copy, and I want you to say this so you actually get it. Just say it's that you want to create your own family tree. That way they won't question you, otherwise they probably won't give it to you. Then number two, understand your bond document. Your birth certificate is actually a bond record of your birth. Now the numbers up the top are the bond numbers, which sell you as stock. So it represents a transfer from your mother to the government, making you a part of the country's financial obligations, something that you had nothing to do with or no say in whatsoever. This practice dates back to the Sestakay Act of 1666. So if you want to look that up, go and check it out and find out how the Roman Vatican did that by enslaving all of mankind under this document. Number three, establish a power of attorney. Now, you need to find out who the grantor of your birth certificate is, whether it was your mum or dad or both or a guardian. You need to have a look on your birth certificate. It'll say the word grantor. Now, that's the person who endorsed and signed off on your birth certificate. Have them sign a power of attorney over your birth certificate number being on that document and reclaim your rights over that document. What that will do, it'll give you full control over everything that was created from the day your birth certificate was forward, your driver's license, your passport, everything. Once you control that, you are then acting, and let's remember that it's all an act, you're acting as power of attorney over the name. So if anyone ever asks you your name again, is this your name, you might go by that name, but it's not you. And you can clearly see that when you have your live birth and you have your birth certificate, you'll see that the dates are very different, yeah? So stay tuned for stage two, and I'll keep going through it one by one.
They lie, the men who tell us, for reasons of their own. Want is here a stranger, misery's unknown. Where the nearest suburb and the city proper meet, thy window sill is level with the faces in the street. Drifting past to the beat of weary feet. I sorrow for the owners of the faces in the street. And cause I have to sorrow in a land so young and fair. See upon those faces the marks of wanton care. And I look in vain for traces of the fresh and fair and sweet. In the sallow, sunken faces that are drifting through the street. Drifting on to the scrape of restless feet. I sorrow for the owners of the faces in the street. Of wealthy men endure, were all their windows level with the faces of the poor. Our mammon slaves, in thee shall not your heart in terror beat, when your God demands a reason for the sorrows of the street. The wrong things and the bad things, and the sad things that we meet. The filthy lane and alley, and the cruel and heartless street. And I cried, O God Almighty, if thy might does still endure, thou show me in a vision for the wrongs of earth are pure. And lo, with shops all shuttered, I saw a city street. And in the warning distance heard the tramp of many feet. Pouring on to a drum's loud threatening beat. And the warnings and the cheering of the people in the street. While the world goes rolling round its course, the warning pen shall write in vain, the warning voice grow hoarse, and kindle eyes all blazing bright, revolution's heat, and flashing swords reflecting Richard's faces in the street. Coming near, with drums dull distant beat. Then I saw the army that was marching down the street.